Caroline Fure is a French journalist who, yes, worked for Charlie Hebdo. She was working with the magazine in 2011 when it was firebombed over an issue that named the Prophet Muhammad as editor-in-chief. It became known as the Cartoon Affair. She spoke just briefly, just a little while ago, with Hélène Hoffmann.
It's really a very leftist and very funny magazine where it is fantastic to work. So I did work for many years there, especially during the very difficult time of the Cartoons Affair, where we were all under pressure, under death threats, under attack accusing us of being Islamophobic, which for an anti-racist newspaper is very, very hard to deal with. And we all knew at this time that we had to stand and we had to continue to make laugh people, to make fun, to do cartoons who are very funny about religion, including Islam, because it's the way to treat everyone on the same level, to be equal. We cannot do only drawing about the Pope, even if we did a lot. But we knew that just standing on that very simple position, being secularist, anti-racist, and still against all fanatics, can create this horrible event of today. Many of my friends who died today were very sweet people, very funny people, and very brave people, because they knew that they had to continue to smile and make the others smile for defending the freedom of press.
But as you mentioned, these cartoons that you drew, they put you in a very difficult situation. And I mean, how did you and your colleagues deal with these threats that you were constantly facing?
Many of my colleagues were under police protection for many years. Their life changed completely after the Cartoons Affair. And they were just dealing with that because there is no choice when you are rebel, when you're a journalist, when you want to be free, when you refuse to be silent just because a violent, stupid guy wants you to be silent. You continue to do what you do, what you know to do, which is to be free. And they were very, very talented cartoonists. You cannot believe it. They were really one of the best of the generation we have in France about making, again, satirical, which means political and funny satire of the politics actuality. And we did jokes about the threat. All the times when we meet, we try to make fun and joke about those crazy, stupid people who were violent enough to be afraid of a simple cartoon. They can continue to be afraid because there will be more cartoons. And we all decided, the journalists who did survive and the ex-colleague of Charlie Hebdo, we all decide together that we are going to do a meeting tomorrow to publish together the next Charlie Hebdo, because there is no way, even if they kill 10 of us, there is no way that the newspaper won't be out next week.
You must have had a number of conversations with your colleagues since this has happened. What is the mood, apart from this determination to continue doing what you're doing? Is there a sense of disbelief and shock that this actually happened?
No, the mood is a sadness, because especially for the family, for the people who came in the theater, where we were all after the tragedy, we realized that their brother, their father, or our lover is gone. Some were crying, the other were quiet. And yes, shocked because of the scene. The scene was really, really horrible. Those three fanatics really tried to do the maximum of panic. And this is what the jihadists want. And working on Islamists, they know that this is a way. You just have to kill few people in every country, which is the most easy things to do in the world. To have a automatic weapon and kill people is really, you don't need any talent to do that. You need talent to be a cartoonist. You need talent to be a journalist. And those people without any talent killed many talented people today just to create this emotion, this shock we can provoke after confusion, reaction of panic, reaction of hatred. We know since years now that we are dealing with those guys, that We want to stay ourselves. We want to stay open-minded people, progressive people, anti-racist people, and still very, very, very strongly secularist people.
Could anything have been done to avoid this attack? I understand a number of your colleagues were under individual police surveillance, but maybe the newspaper as a whole wasn't. Do you think something different could have been done and that these events could have been avoided?
Honestly, the newspaper has moved already from a place where there was a fire a few years ago, again, a criminal fire, to a more safe place. There were no signs at all of the newspaper outside for security reasons. It was not so simple to go inside. There were police inside the room of the journalists every day and in front. The criminals, they killed the cops who were protecting our colleague. They have automatic weapons. You cannot fight with that. You can save many lives, but you cannot save all the lives. So today, journalists and policemen trying to protect them died just because three crazy, crazy monsters don't know to do anything except killing.
Caroline Fures is a French journalist. She worked for Charlie Hebdo. Lost friends in the attack overnight that killed 12, injured 11. And it was at the magazine in 2011 when it was firebombed over its issue that had the Prophet Muhammad as editor-in-chief.